Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
Now, we know that unemployment in the country is very, very high. And the rates in the third quarter of 2017 are, this is according to State South Africa, are that they are at 38.6%. This is while the general South African unemployment rate remains at 27.7%. And Molly Sigigaba, finance minister, in trying to combat this, has announced the setting up of a 1.5 billion startup fund. This is to boost the enterprise development. And hopefully, this will specifically focus on startups. But executive chairman of entry-level recruitment company Lulawe, Andile Mkosana, is joining you on the line this morning. A very good morning to you, Andile. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us so early in the morning.
Andile, yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
It's 1.5 billion. You're saying you're happy, but also not happy. Why?
Look, I don't think it's a matter of being happy, and thanks again for the opportunity. See, I think a lot of people would actually agree to the fact that, you know, the development of SMEs in this country is crucial in trying to alleviate the high unemployment rate in this country, particularly amongst the youth. So our thinking is that having to create a fund like this gives an opportunity for new thinkers, new innovators, new entrepreneurs that could create opportunities where people can enter and work around. And definitely we think that this is the way to go. I think that if we support SMEs in this country, we'll be able to try and find ways in which we can put a dent in unemployment. I don't think that anyone has got the panacea in terms of transferring the issue of unemployment, but I think that certainly this is the first step towards giving access to young people to work opportunities, because I think to a large extent, in the same way that we're looking for young people to find work opportunities, we're also trying to find new employers. Like, SMEs definitely have a big role to play in that space.
If then they do have a big role, but it's not necessarily that we can sort of put all our hopes on that, what are some of the ways then to grow entry-level employment? Is it SMEs, and then what?
I think, again, one of the things that this government has done over the last few years was try to find ways in which they could boost entrepreneurship and in a way that it could potentially create employment opportunities. So, but I think one of the things to try and do is trying to leverage on some of the funding. When I say funding, I'm talking about things like training money that come from CETAs that could leverage in terms of excessive stipends. It can use those stipends to actually subsidize new entry-level workers in space, because one of the big issues for entrepreneurs is obviously to be able to keep the cost down. So if we're able to leverage some of the funding from startups and can actually try to find opportunities for young people to enter the work environment, it basically makes it a bit cheaper for entrepreneurs to be able to access young people who are cheaper into the workplace. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're starting a new business, One of the major issues that they think about is basically to try and keep their costs down. And most of your costs would be in the way of your employee costs in terms of your salaries. So if we're able to leverage some of the funding from the CETAs and be able to subsidize these entrepreneurs and ensure that they can actually access young people into that environment by making it easier and cheaper for them to enter the space, I think that will go a long way. So really we do a lot of that. So we actually have many opportunities where we discuss issues around accessing stipends with the likes of municipalities. We also use CETAs like this with CETA, where we actually got to employers and say to them, look, we know that people potentially can't have more than, say, 10 people working in a factory. If we're able to give you two more people to work in this factory and in the process get more people into work environment, we can do that by accessing some of the stipends from the municipalities and the sector that actually go a long way in subsidizing the entry of young people into the work environment.
It is 10 minutes now to 5. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. 021-446-0567. That's a number that you can dial. Get involved in the conversation. We're talking about the 1.5 billion rand startup fund set up by Finance Minister Melusi Gigaba to help small businesses specifically start up and, you know, hopefully live up to the expectations of them solving our high unemployment issues in South Africa. And joining you on the live is Executive Chairman of Entry-Level Recruitment Company Lulaway, Andile Mkosana. Andile, you talk about these strategies that also you as Lulaway are ones of the pathfinders or pioneers of. Are these short-term or long-term solutions? Which is which? And how would you advise going forward? What should be short-term and what should be long-term solutions?
Okay, thanks for the question. And I think if one is able to try again to make a dent in the entry-level space, is really to be able to engage government at all levels. And also, you know, the way that we actually approach our business is we have a very proactive you know, approach in terms of going to employers on a daily basis and say to them, look, a lot of the young people out there, they're looking for work opportunities. Where we play, in our area where we play with unemployed youth, it's very difficult because some of these young people actually have never worked in their lives before. So understanding the nuances of the work environment is quite difficult. So we made a lot of interventions by actually every time that we actually create a profile for a young person that could potentially work for a particular company, we actually stood with them for like half an hour in what we call job centers. So right now we've got 400,000 young people looking for work opportunities within our own database. We've got what we call job centers where we create this profile at a job center level. We've got about 250 sites where we actually create these profiles and help people looking for work opportunities. At the same time, we need to be able to engage the corporate and talk to them about the side of the young people looking for opportunities and actually create information that is easy for these corporates to make decisions about employment issues. So in terms of whether this the opportunity to create work, whether it is you know, short term or long term, but I think that the first thing we're going to do is try to create internship opportunities for the young people, which basically means that you can put someone with a company for 12 months in what we call work integrated learning, and again, the first 12 months, the young person will basically be able to access maybe staffing from a sensitive seater. Replace them with a potential employer. And that person will stay in that environment for 12 months. But by some research that we've done over the last 5 years, the fact that if you are able to be in a work environment, if you actually work as a young person who never worked before for 12 months, chances are you actually get long-term changes in terms of work, whether with the current employer that position place you at or potentially with another employer. But essentially, we need to give opportunities for the young people to actually be absorbed in a work environment for the first 12 months. And I can tell you now that, you know, the experience of the game there, they're able to come out of that environment, they can basically convince the current employer the internship program that they're actually good for the work, they basically can go to another employer. So I think that, you know, some of the things start obviously as an internship, and in the long run, this person actually will work on a full-time environment after the 12 months.
Now, Andile, though, you know, I listen to you speaking and I'm thinking the information that you're talking about, you make the example of that, you know, if you're employed for a certain time, it makes you as the employee employable for a longer period of time. The question, though, how much of that 1.5 billion goes to teaching young people that? Yes, we want the 1.5 billion to go to startups. Then take a portion of it to go back, I don't know, to matric level and educate? Or do we expect these young people to learn these, or to learn what you've just said now, as they enter the working market?
I think that there's a lot of initiatives that this government has done to try and create an environment that is easy for corporates and potential work seekers to actually find each other. So I think that your 1.5 billion rand that government has put forward in terms of SME development, I think it's basically about just creating an opportunity for the person to actually create an environment like a factory that people can work in. So you can't actually use those funds to be able to try and teach people in terms of the work environment. I think that what we're doing, an organization is leveraging on what's already out there. And if you look at what the Youth Wage Subsidy has done over the last 6 years of its existence, the is basically make it easy for corporates to actually employ people and leverage on government funding. So, for instance, you know, if a young person who's under age 35 gets a job in some small sort of factory, if you earn up to 6,000 rand, essentially government is able to subsidize the employer in terms of this PAYE, which means that, you know, for sort of the first, I think, probably 1,200 rand, you actually don't pay tax. So it makes it easy for a company itself to leverage on available government funding to be able to make it easier for them to actually make decisions about employment. So you can't really use those funds, or the 1.5 billion rand, to help these young people to be work ready. There's so many other opportunities within government, like I said, the wage subsidies, the internship programs that are they're funded by municipalities, etc. In terms of unemployed youth, there are CETA funding out there where you can leverage some of the training money. You can start it, for instance, where you can take those stipends and you get the employers to actually use that and subsidize the staff cost. So I think that government is doing a lot of things, but I think it just needs a very coordinated strategy. So if you're able to get all of government and all of the private sector to understand the fact that everyone's trying to come to the party, because the issue about unemployment are really, really big for this country. So and it's your problem, it's my problem. So,
yeah. So
the sooner that, you know, you can get the corporate sort of feeling that government's coming forward in terms of, you know, subsidizing young people looking for work opportunities, and they definitely also come to the party and say, I'll take these young people for 12 months. Because of 12 months, I'm actually absorbing them depending on what they've done. So all we're trying to do is right away is trying to show these companies that, you know, you need to use streamline efficient and effective way of recruiting entry-level staff, because they have a big role in this country, because the people that are actually more affected aren't the graduates are very much affected, of course, the university graduates, TV graduates. But I think that for what you call pre-matrix and matrix, a lot of change there, because I think that the actual basic education system is not catering in terms of making them work ready. Makes them maybe be able to go into vocational training, but it doesn't get them brain to an environment, because the companies themselves, all they're looking for is looking for productivity. That is what we're trying to tell our young people, that look, all we're trying to give an opportunity to start, but it's up to you to go forward. That is why we have all these induction and work readiness programs that we do for young people. We do mentorship. That when you work when you start in a work environment, you're starting a journey of 1,000 miles. You know, but you know, we need to be able to sort of give them that head start. Someone must hold their hand. That's what we're doing in a way.
Yeah, I have to say though, it's funny how, you know, 1.5 billion is a lot of money, but as you know, listening to you, all of a sudden, it's not enough. It's a lot of money, but it's just not enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Andile, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Time is always the enemy. Looking forward perhaps to chatting with you in the future to see how far we've come with this initiative.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much.